thinking of, say, the example of Ajahn Mun. This monk here is considered the kind of the grandfather of the modern Thai forest tradition. He died when he was mid to late 70s, and it wasn't until the last 5-6 years of his life, 7-8 years of his life, I can't remember now, that he spent, after the range retreat, he'd sort of just start wandering and practice in quiet places, and he didn't spend the range retreat in a consecutive place, a monastery for us, until he was getting close to 70, starting to, sort of when energies were starting to wane a bit and starting to become a bit more settled. So that's amazing, really. And he ended up having a following, a huge following, people wanting to train under him, to learn, study with him. So he's an incredible, charismatic, exemplary